what I really want, like you were talking about, like how like I don't give a fuck about anything. I just want everyone to have a good time, and I think it stems back to like. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Kids at Work podcast. My name is Matt Corman. You are here today we have a special guest. No, it's a good start. I've been looking forward to having him on for a while now. So just a quick introduction. He actually invented the Starburst. He's the first man in the world to ever send an Instagram DM. And his name is Travis Tangway. Travis Tangway, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
That's awesome. I'm psyched to have you here. Trav, before we get into everything, we got a few topics to cover. Let me actually just turn around and look at the topics here. We wrote on the board, hamster wheel, chasing your dreams, how to accomplish them, how to overcome
like adversity. Barriers, yeah.
Adversity, barriers? Yeah. Okay. What it's like to be the fucking man facing adversity and anal sex. All right. Okay, cool. Yeah, we can definitely get that going. But first, people need to know who the fuck you are. Can you give a little background on yourself? Like, where you're from? Like, what's your deal? Why are you breathing?
Why am I breathing? So yeah, you know, Travis Tangway, like you said, kind of the fucking man. Born and raised Attleboro, Massachusetts. Pretty medium-sized town down near the southern part of Mass.
Medium-sized.
Yeah, it's near, if no one knows where it is, medium-sized. It's near Providence, about 15 minutes from Providence, Rhode Island.
That's dope. How are the girls in Providence, Rhode Island?
You know, they're good.
Now, I've been to Providence a couple times in my life. I actually went to not a strip club. I've been to a club there called Coliseum.
Coliseum, that's where a lot of the young ones go.
I went there in high school.
Yeah, they let a lot of 18-year-olds in and stuff like that. So yeah. Not good if you're not, you know.
No, it was a little sketchy.
Yeah, definitely a sketchy part of the area for sure. Yeah.
Have you been there?
No, actually, I haven't.
You've never been there?
No.
Okay, well, if you ever want to go. I promised you we would go to Providence at one point, remember?
You did. You actually did say
I make a lot of promises.
You said you were going to come by, and you said you were going to hang out, and you said we were going to hit up Providence. For those of you who don't know, Matt Corman may be one of the most inconsistent people in the world. Never try and make plans with him.
Is that true?
What? Is that true? Yeah, that's true. The only thing you're consistent on is chasing your dreams, which is one thing that's inspiring and probably why we're still friends.
But you kind of hate it at the same time.
No, I don't hate it. It's not that I hate it. We were talking about this earlier. Don't even start.
No, I kind of want to bring it to the forefront here. I asked you this question earlier today. Me and Trav, for those who don't know, we've been friends for a really long period of time.
Very close.
Roommates all through college. He's literally the brother that I never had, even though I've had two brothers.
It's actually funny how our relationship started out. Friendship, I said.
Oh, well, nothing you wrong. Didn't like me. You didn't fuck with me.
It's not that. I just thought you were a giant douchebag.
What about, let's run it back. So I met you at Southern New Hampshire University.
Yep.
Do you remember when our first interaction? I kind of do, actually.
So it was definitely, it was before tryouts, because I remember when we had tryouts for the club hockey team.
What was that?
I just didn't want to bring back any bad memories for you. You know?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. No, interesting. I kind of remember, actually.
We always go back and forth where you tell me you're better than me at hockey, but.
Which I still am to this day.
I do remember you being a sophomore, me being a freshman, and I remember when the season started, I must have missed your face in the locker
room. Yeah. No. That makes perfect sense. I have an explanation for that.
Sure.
So. Yeah, so what actually happened was I decided to kind of let you get the spot.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thank
you. Yeah, I wanted you to feel, you know, comfortable and welcome. Like, no, everybody already was like, oh, like, Matt, you know?
And then you
were like, oh, like, well, Trav, like, needs a place to go. So they were like, let's, like, put him on the hockey team. That's why I didn't make the team freshman year. And that's why I ended up playing for the independent team.
We'll let that story ride. Yeah, it's nice. No, you're for the boys. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah, I've always been.
But, it's not that I didn't like you. It's before tryouts and whatnot, and I learned that you were a good kid. We went to NASCAR. And you were just, remember.
What the fuck did I do in NASCAR?
You were just like doing the whole, you know how you do like the pretending to be a jock thing and you're like, ha ha ha, fucking pussies. And like you were throwing around the football.
The Bryce.
And like I thought you were serious, dude.
Really?
I thought you were catching the ball over people and be like, ha ha. Like, and like, you, I think you shoved Perry and you're like, fucking pussy. And dude, I was just like, this kid is a fucking loser. I was like, he's literally playing. For trying out for the club hockey team, and he's acting like the biggest jock. Yeah. Like, honestly, the best reference for who you acted like, but now I know it was a joke, was if you've ever seen 13 Reasons Why. I know it's a Hot Topic show, but what's that jock's name?
Bryce, right?
Yeah, where he's like, I'm the fucking man. Yeah. No, that was how you're acting. And then just like, I don't know, we were kicking it, playing like NHL in Perry's room or something, and just some of the comments you were making, I was like, is this kid chirping me?
I can be a tough take.
Like, yeah, but then...
Yeah,
but then we had tryouts. We played together. We played pretty well.
I was better than you.
We just chopped it up about how you were at staying and how my team definitely would have beat your team.
Lost.
But no, Chase actually told me we're not gonna bring that one up.
Chase was we had a whatever.
Actually, I think I brought this up to you. I was told to ask how much ice time you got 1 year.
Hey, yo, freshman year, I didn't play, right? You know, I definitely was filling the water bottles for the boys. Good job out there, guys. That's hope you guys have fun. A good game out there today.
No, working on the opening of the door.
Working on the door opening. I don't even think I got a chance to go sit on the bench, honestly. Mm-hmm. I was a big shirt and tie guy on the side.
Yeah.
And filling up the waters for the boys. Sophomore year, I think I got a spot on the bench in the back row at the good old FMC arena, so I was able to sit down. Freshmen were still doing the waters. I probably saw about a couple minutes.
Sure.
Junior year, I got out there. Flying.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think I was second line. I might have been third line.
I just burped if those heard you, my bad.
No, cool.
So you started flying. Were you forward or D?
I defense, and then junior...
Coach saw the wheels, and he was like, forward.
You know what? This kid's literally got it in him. I was always a defenseman. I've been better at D. But senior year, I had some playing time, but we weren't, like, good. But, like,
no, that's fine.
Yeah.
And that was, you guys were nasty, right?
Well, I was nasty. Everyone else sucked.
At the Division 3 level.
You know what's funny about that? You played for Attleboro, and you were a Division what? Division...
Oh.
Division...
Three.
My bad. No, I'm just checking on
him. That was just the league we're in. So, actually... I'm just not to one-up you or anything.
No.
But, you know, we got to get you off your high horse.
Well, of course. Bring me on down the saddle.
I don't even know why we're talking. We're literally...
We shouldn't. This probably isn't that interesting.
No, this isn't. We're literally...
You're right.
Talking about stuff that happened, like, I don't even want to say how many years ago because we're getting old.
At least 98. Oh, I'm 24 years old. How old are you?
24, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Travis Tanguay is looking for some sex out there.
Stop saying that.
No, we actually mentioned it on the podcast with Johnny. We were talking about dry spells, and we were saying that you had a dry spell right now. Can you comment on why you're in a dry spell?
Why would you guys bring that up?
Well, can you just comment on why you're in a dry spell?
I don't know. I think it just happens to the best of us. Like, you know, there's...
We didn't, like... All right, by the way, we didn't, like, just, like, bring it up.
Yeah, like, what the fuck's good, like, talking behind my back and shit?
No, dude, it's gonna be broadcast. It's the world.
Well, I mean, behind my back, because you know me, I don't listen to this.
No, but you gotta remember, the Kids at Work podcast is not for us.
It's for the kids. Oh, it's for the kids.
It's so, like,
relatable issues.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's some kids out there that are going through a dry spell. Like, I put my problems out there. You know what I'm saying? So, like...
Yeah.
I guess me too now.
Throws a kid on the spot.
No, please.
It's not a fucking dry spell. It's not like I'm, like, in a huge slump.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't really know why. Yeah, I never really had one of these before.
So,
and it's not that long. It's about a month.
That's not long at all. There's kids out there who have never had sex in their life?
Really?
I thought you were going to just come in with a chirp on someone's name.
Oh,
I kind of set you up for delivery, but then I took it away.
No, I was just astonished that that's actually a thing.
No, yeah, no. There are people out there who are saving themselves for marriage. You know, like religion and everything.
That's a thing,
like,
too?
Yeah, you know, that's a big thing.
They believe in marriage?
Yeah, which is crazy.
Do they still believe in the Easter Bunny?
I don't know. The Easter Bunny, maybe. Santa Claus, definitely. No. Santa Claus is real.
I don't want to come off like a fucking douchebag, but, like, marriage, obviously people find the one.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing, by the way?
In love. No, I'm just Googling something.
Oh, I thought you were Instagram
sliding. I'm trying to bring Instagram sliding.
I don't know. By the way, guys, Travis Tanguay taught me everything I know about my wheels. I'll say.
Really?
You've taught me a good amount. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And yeah.
Everything I learned probably came from Dylan, though. So it's kind of like a trickle down theory. But I appreciate you saying that.
The thing about Dino is that, like, he can just, he doesn't have to wheel.
No, so that's the thing is, like, he has, but he does, like,
he's just so handsome. Like,
remember at the wedding, like the vegan thing or the vegetarian thing? Like,
yeah, that was fucking quick, hilarious.
Like, that's quick. Like, he has wheels. But I will say, like, I don't think he probably has wheels, which he does. I've seen him, but, like, he also doesn't need to use them. Like, the funny thing is, like, we joke about it, but if we go out to a bar or, like, at the wedding, it was kind of like, all right, boys, let's just sit, drink, and wait for Dino to pick who he's getting, because until then, all eyes from females are on Dylan.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, until he picks the one and the other girls know that, like, they couldn't get him, then it's fair game. But until then, it's like, buckle up and enjoy the ride and just watch Dylan do his work. Not to absolutely fucking pump his tires.
Dude, it's the truth. We tell him all the time. It's like, yo, just whoever, she's hot.
Yeah.
She's going to talk to Dino. Yeah. Like, does she have any friends?
Exactly.
Is there anybody else left? And, like, you know?
I definitely, because
I mean, I know I never like lived with Dill at school, but we're always hanging with hockey and whatnot and going out. And so was Kamar and Behens and Jake. I mean, you were too, but it was just, you know, when we used to kick it at hockey, I'd always say it to him too. Like, I'd say trickle down bang theory. Like, I, there was no chance I was getting with a single girl that was at that place until Dylan was gone.
Yeah, no, that, I agree with that. Well, you did,
And that's not a self-confidence thing. It's just acknowledging that Dylan's a fucking gorgeous man.
Yeah, well, you did a great job in college with, in terms of females, I'd say. Were you ever in a relationship in college? Were you? Oh, yeah, you were. You were, actually, yeah.
Two of them. I mean, some
were. Some good ones, too. Some good ones.
No, both of them.
What happened? Why aren't you guys dating anymore? How does that even happen?
I just think people tend to grow apart. You had a relationship where you thought you were going to grow together forever.
Yeah.
You just, you know, you grow up and distance and stuff like that, and stuff just happens.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's all it is.
I definitely miss her too. I was talking with Johnny about missing the ex girlfriends.
Really?
It's like a real thing.
Does
like,
he miss,
you know,
Julie?
Like, he misses like some things about her. You know, I miss some things about Delaney. I mean, do you miss things about your ex-girlfriends?
The college ones? No.
Yeah, I mean, you also didn't have, like...
There was a really good girl I dated in high school. She was, like, a good girl.
Really? Is that the
Probably
one?
Probably fucked that one up, but...
Is that, like, the,
was the first ever girlfriend. Wow. Okay. I'm just throwing it out.
I didn't say it.
There's not a lot of girlfriends, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the time. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. Would you, they could probably hear that. There's an airplane flying by right now. We should get into the topic today, though. We just did a lot of, like, little back and forth and that stuff, which is good. Now you guys have a little background on Travis. Also, I just would like to say...
dirty laundry.
Yeah, for sure. But it's cool. It's kids at work. It's not for you. It's for the kids.
Yeah.
I would like to say that Travis also been a big big supporter of my music for a while now. If you're a rapper and you've listened to this and you've ever gotten an email back when you ask me for a feature and it says it's from Travis Tanguay, this is the Travis Tanguay. He's a...
What do you call me?
Nah, I just Trav.
No.
Oh, Ryan Barger?
No. What's my position or whatever?
Your position?
Creative director.
You're creative director, which you're doing your part right here. I have to say, you're absolutely flying on this. You might be the best one we've had.
Really?
Yeah, just like your energy is just perfect.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I just, you know.
Yeah. Guys, I want to get into it. Is there a particular topic that you want to cover that, you know, you'd like to have your voice shared on today? You know, people listen to this thing.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's something you've already talked about, or it's just, I don't know, an everyday thing, facing adversity. That's one of the topics I think we came up with.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've already touched upon it. Not to sound like
it doesn't even matter if we did. Like, we can do it. We can touch upon it all day. I just want to.
But I know you talked about, like, love with Kamara and whatever the hell you talked about with Perry.
Yeah.
Didn't get past 10 minutes of those. But
Facing adversity, I mean, the definition of adversity is difficulties and misfortune. Use in a sentence, resilience in the face of adversity. I mean, in terms of facing adversity, I've definitely faced it a good amount. I think that all people have. A lot of my adversity has come from, you know, my entrepreneurial ventures.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I worked in the corporate world, you face a lot of adversity day to day.
I thought it was a good topic to bring up when you were saying come up with ideas because I just think it applies to you really well right now because, you know, you had a good thing going. Where were you working?
K-Force. Shout out to everybody at K-Force. They're a great company. Yeah,
great company.
They're fucking awesome. Yeah.
They hiring?
They actually are hiring.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Should I get in there?
Yeah. I can definitely... shoot a resume.
Talk to some people.
I still got my connects over there. Those are my guys.
No, I'm just kidding. Selling paint is my life.
Yeah, that's true. Selling paint is my life, guy.
Wow, dude. But no, so I thought facing adversity was a good one because right now you're trying to achieve your goals. And I think personally, not just from a best friend like or friend point of view, I just think it's inspiring like all the obstacles that you face while you're trying to achieve your goals. And, like, some of the demoralizing stuff that happens. Like, what's that thing that happened with all the Boston artists where, was it on Twitter or something, and they post all the Boston artists, and, like, you're literally putting up numbers. Like, let me pull up your Spotify
right now. I actually just pulled it up right now as you were talking about it.
So
it's right here. So
that's
I mean,
your Spotify? So 130K streams.
In the last seven days.
That's 130,000 plays in the past 7 days for someone that I would say, like, you have a pretty good following, but, like, you're not, from the music industry, you're not getting... much. And there's people like, all right, so no, absolutely no disrespect, but
make sure you're talking to the mic. You're on a good spot right now though.
All right, yeah, no. Sorry. If
the no, it's important. People need to hear this. It's a good stuff.
So absolutely no disrespect, but I'm just going to... A lot of rappers nowadays, they grow a platform and then use that platform to start rapping. Probably as another means of... I don't know if it's what they wanted to do initially or just something to make more money or just another thing to add to their... Well, what's it called? Their...
catalog?
Not their catalog, but just like their brand.
Yeah.
Another thing to add to their brand. So this kid I follow, Fat Boy... SSE on Instagram. He's real funny. Been following him for a while. He starts doing music. And like, he's got... Alright, let me look at Instagram first. He has... This is just something... Obviously, I'm a supporter of you. Wait, why can't I fucking find him on Instagram? Sorry, guys.
No, it's cool. It's fine. He does some funny videos. He's like the big...
He does. I can't...
He's kind of like the fat dude.
Did he delete his Instagram?
He used to do like... he had millions. He did like a commercial with P. Diddy and stuff, right? Let's see. Fat Boy SSE. Oh, here he is. I found... Oh, no.
Did he delete his fucking...
No, here it is. Right here.
His Insta? Okay.
Yeah, I found it.
So here it is. So he has... I mean, he's built himself... Obviously, he's just... I don't know if he's just starting doing music, but it's the first I've started seeing him do music.
Oh, let me try to fix this.
Sure. I'll talk closer.
Oh, that's better. Look at that.
And like, I have the utmost respect for this kid. Like, this kid made his own brand.
Yeah.
And this has nothing to do. I'm not saying you're better than him. I'm not saying anything like that. My thing is that he has a giant platform. So massive. He has 5.6 million followers on Instagram, which is massive. He has started doing music now for a couple months or whatever. And, you know, shout out to him. He's killing it. But let's look at his Spotify.
Okay. I can actually pull up, so if you want, I can pull up and compare our numbers.
Well, you have yours up, so I have his up right now. He has 53,392.
Is his name on Spotify, Fatboy SSE?
Monthly listeners, yeah, it is.
So take a look at this. You can actually see our streams directly correlated to each other. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to, we can compare us right here. So yesterday I had 27,000 streams and he had 5,000.
Yes. Now, that's what, like I said, I am not... downplaying his music. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, look at his platform. Mm-hmm. Look at his 5.6 million followers to your, what, 22,000?
Let me see my social blade. No, I have 20,700.
20,700 on Instagram?
Yeah, but check. I also wanted to bring this up here. We can bring my social blade here. You can see how many followers I'm gaining per day as well, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty fucking sick. Wow.
Yeah.
Tuesday, big old 411.
Tuesday, good, we gained 411 followers. Wednesday, we lost. It's crazy. You can see people unfollowing me and following me every day.
Yeah.
But Thursday through Saturday, we've been growing. So today, I've gained 151 people.
Which is crazy. Because
my phone, like, if you...
Another thing, too, is you're not even, like, doing, like, advertisements or anything. Like, you're just being you and posting your music. And you... God, I'm getting tripped up. The only... like, way you advertise is by your fans listening to your music. Like, what I brought up to you and what we've been talking about a lot is this last song that you just posted on Spotify. You've had more people, more followers than I've ever seen in the years that I know you post it to their story on Instagram. And you do that. And the reason I know that is because you post their stories on your story.
Yeah.
It is literally hundreds this past song.
Yeah.
So that's natural advertising.
Yeah.
So what bothers me, and like I said, this has, like, we could have picked any person like that. Any person. I know Supreme Patty starts making music now. He's got a million followers on Instagram.
Sure.
Pull up his monthly listeners.
Yeah.
On Spotify.
We can take a look.
This wasn't a target against anyone. It was just the adversity that you face kind of like annoys me for you.
Yeah, let's see. So Supreme Patty's actually got some good tunes, not gonna lie.
I have to listen to it.
No, he's doing good. So maybe this is a bad example. 53,000.
What's his monthly listeners?
I don't know. He got 32,000 listeners. He's probably doing pretty freaking good, man.
Yeah.
He's doing actually pretty good. But I see what you're getting.
So he's killing it. So my thing is that these guys, you have more monthly followers than someone who has 5 million followers on Instagram.
More monthly listeners.
That's promoting his music for you. The only thing you have promoting your music for you is your followers.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, so 20,000 goes into 100K five times 10, 500, times that by five. You have a 1/25th the amount of followers. I didn't even do my math right.
Yeah. Oh, with you, it's just like a lot to a little. But I mean, I get what you're saying, because like, if you look at my 20,000 followers on Instagram, in the last 28 days, my Spotify, and it's just my Spotify, it's not my SoundCloud, it's not my YouTube, not my Apple Music, I got 255,000 streams in the last 28 days.
Yes. Which is more than someone with 25 times more followers than you.
But so here's the difference. So there's a couple things I want to touch on that. one, if I look at that, you can't compare your story to someone else's.
No, I understand that.
Which is because I'll go crazy about it. Because like all day, if I'm like, yo, why am I? Because someone right now, guarantee someone's listening to our voices right now. So there's a rapper that listening to this, and they want Matt Corman's dreams.
No, 100%.
And they can't compare their step whatever to my step whatever. Just like everybody has different paths. Choking on a beer here.
Yeah, fine.
Also, shout out to Michelob Ultra. It's what I'm drinking now because I'm trying to watch the gut a little bit. Mm-hmm. Travis got a double IPA, but that's okay because he's been working out anyways. Doesn't really matter.
Sure.
But what I want to touch upon is the fact that like they may have like a big platform, but they're not musicians yet, right? Like, so I the only reason, like, I have 20,000 real followers, all 20,000 of them are listening to my music.
So exactly.
They have 5 million people that like their videos.
So you can't compare stories. My only thing was just comparing numbers, analytics. That's all.
Yeah.
So they have Fatboy SSE was a comedian first. Supreme Patty, funny videos. They both did funny videos and they grew their followers followed them for their, so I get what you're saying. Yeah. Their followers followed them for their funny videos. Not all might be correlating and transferring over to watching or listening to their music.
Yeah.
But
just like not all my listeners to my songs listen to my podcast.
It was a numbers example that besides, you know, a lot of people listening know who you are.
Yeah.
But someone from wherever might listen to this and be like, who the fuck is Matt Corman? But that's what bothers me because you're putting up legitimate numbers.
With real fans.
And the reason we got on this topic was an adversity thing because, okay, you're not comparing your story to someone else's, but does it or does it not bother you that you weren't getting recognized by that Boston hip hop, whatever?
Yeah.
Fucking Twitter.
Yeah. So what you're talking about is the Boston hip hop. The Boston Music Awards. And so just touch on that a little bit. What I had a problem with, and it's what other artists had a problem with too. There were people on that list, and I'm not saying any disrespect to people on that list. It's just that the people that they were selecting, there were people on that list that were opening for me. Like open for my headliner in the city of Boston.
Yeah.
Right? That I sold tickets for. There are people on that list that don't have 100 plays on a song.
So what you're saying is, another thing that dilutes this whole industry is maybe it's a who you know.
What
are your numbers? What's your music sound like?
Yep.
Which it should be.
It's who you know. Absolutely. There are people on because you know why? I moved to Boston 4 to 5 years ago. I'm from Cape Cod.
Yeah.
I don't go out and like associate with that many rappers in Boston, or I'm not in the music scene that much because I'm just here working on my craft and I'm growing online.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not out there in the city.
That's the point we brought up when we were considering moving to LA.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, like, dude, I gotta move to LA to chase a dream, just like any other fucking person that just is chasing any dream, being an Instagram model, an actor, anything. It's like, all right, that's where the market is, but does that necessarily mean more people are gonna listen to your music just because you moved to LA?
No.
The place.
But yes, you can get connections.
The social networking, 110%. But it just bothers, like, I don't know, just annoys me because, and obviously I sound hella biased because,
well, you are, but wait, it's cool. Friend. I'm biased as well. It's coming from my
side. But I'll be truthful. Some of the songs you drop, like, aren't my favorite.
Yeah.
Like, that's just being real.
That's fine.
Some of them that you drop, I will listen to every day.
Yeah.
But then I go on Rap Caviar, like, when I'm at the gym, and, like, 2 out of the 10 songs that I listen to are worth listening to.
Well, you got to remember as well, major labels control all of those playlists,
yeah,
right?
Which is
I get what you're saying, cuz it's like, then where the fuck's my deal or like some shit. But like everything that I've been offered so far is for, you know, for the most part has been shit or just something that we don't give a fuck about taking.
Yeah.
But like also like you got to I always got to take a step back. Does it affect me? Like, I want to bring this back to adversity and how to overcome it, cuz I face it every single fucking day. Like every single day. Like, when I dropped Word to the Wise, bro, that song wasn't getting that many streams in the beginning.
Yeah.
Then it started picking up. But, like, it's, like, you got to remember, like, I'm here, like, by myself working on this certain craft, and I'm trying to get this product out. And then if I pick my head up and I look at other people that are doing the same thing that I'm doing, and they're not as good, or they're not – they don't have real organic follow. Like, you can see my Instagram. It's, like, no surprise. When people go to my Instagram and they're like, oh, like, how come this kid has, you know, 79,000 plays on a song in less than a week? If you go on my Instagram, you can see 100 people posting the song to their and like you click on their profiles and it's not a robot. It's Johnny
from
Bedford, Massachusetts that plays on a hockey team.
Shout out to your fans. Some of your fans are some of the coolest people in the world.
You're in the MIH group chat. They're going ham.
No, they're like creating a friendship with each other, like they're social networking with each other, like
you're
creating an awesome platform. And yeah, we did get like a little off topic, kind of, I don't know, maybe me just bitching and moaning about like you, I think you deserve more notoriety than
No, I appreciate that. But the I mean, I brought it up
was facing adversity. Like that's something that could demoralize anyone.
Literally
probably 100% of people, like seeing the effort that you're putting in and the fact in the shit you're having to fucking overcome.
Yeah.
And you still doing it, like that just speaks to the like whole topic of facing adversity. Like you're not just giving up, and that sounds so cliche, but I don't know, I just thought it was a really applicable topic for you because everything you do, like you got a great job at K-Force making 70 G's a year, which not many people your age do. You were killing it. You were telling me that you were killing it, all this stuff. And you love that, and you're making a ton of money, which money will help you pursue your dreams of being a rapper, but it was taking away from your productivity with music.
Yeah.
So it's every fucking, like we were chatting last night, like every little piece of something, like something good will happen.
Yeah.
But there'll be a fucking hurdle or seven in front of it.
Yo, there's a roadblock in front of everything.
Now you quit your job to pursue music. Yep. Your numbers are substantially more than they were when you were at K-Force.
Triple last month and this whole week.
Yeah, literally. Mm-hmm. And now money is something that's holding you back from, okay, yeah, you're sitting down and you're chasing your dreams all the time. And I know it's something we chat about and we just bust each other's balls. But like something I know you love doing is going out and having a fucking good time.
Big guy for it.
And you're facing that adversity of, which I don't think many people would be able to do, is like beat the peer pressure of like going out and spending money. And like you're just focusing. And, you know, obviously, once again, sound biased, but I think that one day this effort is definitely going to pay off. Like, just your numbers show it. Like, you keep growing and growing, and like so many people are supporting you. More people than supported you than when we had to fucking sell 100 tickets ourselves. Like, we were fucking putting
crazy. Now we don't have to. We don't have to.
People buy tickets online. People selling tickets for you.
Yeah.
And back then it was like us putting tickets on people's cars, like a fucking newspaper or like a flyer or something.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know, from a friend perspective, or if I didn't even know you and I was just a fan, like, it's definitely inspiring, like, how you stay on track with your goals, even though you face adversity, because I know, like, personally, something will get in my way, and, like, I definitely continue to chase my dreams, but it definitely, there's been things that kind of get me down, and I don't know, I think something you could bring to your followers or people who are listening to this, like, that's the whole point of your podcast, is to help maybe one person that listens.
Yeah.
It's just, like, how you stay so focused in the adversity that you've been facing, which I know just from knowing you has been basically every fucking day.
I have an answer for it. And to touch upon that, thank you for that. And to touch upon it, dude, I face so much adversity and it does get to me. 100% it gets to me. I mean, think about, I've been making music seriously since I was 19 is when I released my first song. I'm 24 years old now. My birthday's February. Throwing up. My birthday's February 9th, 1995.
Half a beer and he's throwing up.
I've gone out in a while. But what was I getting back to? I started taking music pretty seriously my junior year of college, right? Mm-hmm. You say junior year?
Yep.
And then now I'm doing it full time.
Yep.
That's 5 years of putting in work, right?
Yeah, but I
put it, what?
Not to interrupt you, but I'd say it all amounts to like a couple years of putting in work because it's been 2 months that you've been doing this full time.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Okay, so not that much time, but like you think about how many, you know how many songs I made, right?
Yeah.
You know how like long I've been at it.
Yeah.
I'm still not popping. Like I put out shit and shit doesn't work. Like take a look at this, for instance. Okay, every single song I made here, it says on my SoundCloud, what, 109 tracks?
Yeah.
109 tracks? Think about how many more I have in the vault. Right, yeah. So I sit here every day and I work at this thing and it doesn't fucking
work. Go to like Russ's SoundCloud. See how many tracks he has.
Oh wait, before I go, let me just finish this one point. So like, I put out a song, dude. Like, listen, I put out Power Lines on SoundCloud, 2,244 plays. Word of the Wise in 8 days, 16,500. Bro, this is what I call going to the gym and just shooting basketballs. You shoot it up, bro. But this is
such a good point. Power Lines only has 2,000 plays.
Yeah, but just on that's on SoundCloud though. Spotify's doing better, but you got to remember like, people all the time, like they hit adversity. You hit this fucking wall in life. Like I hit that every single day I wake up. Single day I wake up and I start recording a song, I look at my numbers. Oh, I'm only at, you know, 30,000 a day. Well, I'm not at 100,000. I'm not getting that big check yet. Okay, boom, put out another song. Bro, all of these, yeah, Bulletproof, only 21,000. That's not that long.
Only, but that's like your most on. Oh, no, not your most on.
No, but look at these, 105, 109.
Oh, sorry, I'm reading those wrong. My bad.
It's cool, but like, I forever have been taking swings. Every show that I've done.
Yeah.
Every single one of these songs costs money to put out.
Mm-hmm.
need to pay, get it mixed, need to pay for the beat, need to write the song, need to
and
produce it.
Your shit
it.
Is so organic. Like, you're doing it all yourself.
All and myself.
It's just so impressive.
And like, so it's like,
just the, like, these are small plays, but like, not at the same time. And just the amount of plays you have just from doing it all yourself, literally writing it, finding a beat, mixing it yourself, or I don't know. I think you have someone.
Yeah, no. So I'll like mix, like I mix in Adrian Lane. I send a lot of my stuff to Adrian though. He does a lot of, he does like most of my shit now because he's so super clean. Yeah. But like, even that, like, you, dude, you look at like legit, it, now that I'm scrolling down my SoundCloud right now, guys,
so many.
What's
that song with the glasses? I forget that song.
Breathe.
Breathe. Oh yeah.
Dude, think about it. I've been doing this for so long and guess where I'm still at? I'm still here.
Yeah,
still
you're still
worked.
Here, but you're way bigger than you were.
For sure, for sure. But that's facing adversity, right? Like, like I said in one of my new songs, I actually was writing this other day. It was one I want to record today. I say, never was one for on a roll. How much of this music can I make until I'm bound to blow? And then that's like the first opener. Because it's like, you're sitting there and I'm just like making another song. Then I step back and I look back and I'm like, I'm 24 years old. And I'm like, holy shit. I mean, people quit, bro.
Yeah.
Everyone knows a rapper. Is he still doing it? Check yourself. If the rapper from your town that was rapping, is he still rapping when you were in high school? Like, I'm still at it.
Yep.
And like, I don't plan, like, I'm still going hard. You know what I mean? So it's like, I can't stop. And here's why. When you face adversity in life, and this isn't a direct quote from me, it comes from, I forget who it is. Eric Taylor had had somebody come on his podcast. God, I want to remember the name. Anyways, but he said that, when you face adversity in life, you need to remember who you're doing it for, right? Because if you're only doing things for yourself, you're going to stop, especially if you're alone. So the reason why I can't stop is because then I remember, like, if I'm like, damn, I'm not recording music today, or I'm not putting this out, blah, blah, blah. All I have to do is open up my social media and then just scroll through. See people who were fucking posting the songs. See people that affect. And I remember, dude, there are people with tattoos for Make It Happen.
Yeah.
That's for life.
Oh, sorry, speaking... Not to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Like, that's just another thing. Like, your followers are incredible. Like, some of the people that travel the distances, like, with you, we're talking about you not being that big.
Not big. Yeah.
The amount of people that, like, have followed you for so long. Like, I just feel like giving them the fucking notoriety that they deserve because,
dude,
like, they're unfucking believable. Shout out to Christian Fraser.
Kirsten. Kirsten, Gabriana, Caitlin have been there for.
Well, yeah,
ever,
no,
man.
Shout out to them, obviously. But Kirsten, she sent me a text. I'm just your friend. She sent me an Insta DM on my birthday, which, if she listens to this, I do apologize. I'm going to shoot that back to you. I was on a work trip for my birthday, and I didn't really get to look at my phone that much. I forgot to answer. So thank you so much for the happy birthday shout
she's
out.
She's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, no, she's fantastic. But, like, that's just – they're diehards, dude. They're diehard fans, and that's fucking incredible.
When I talk with record labels and we talk about, like – they're like, yeah, you know, they talk about building a fan base and stuff, and, like, the main interest that they have in me is because – just throwing
what
up.
Is going on with your interjection?
I'm just
right
throwing
now.
Up everywhere.
Someone bring us some Pepto-Bismol.
The thing they love so much is how I have like an organic fan base. Because
it's
I'm not the biggest person ever, but I guarantee you, if I do a show, there are people there who listen to my music every single day and know every single word, and they give a fuck.
Yeah,
and that's at the end of the day, dude. At the end of the day, that's all that matters, and that's what I'm talking about with facing adversity. I'm doing this solo, dude. If I was the only person on earth, you think I'd be making music? I mean, maybe something to listen to, but no. I do this because I think about when I think about quitting ever. Like, I don't really think about quitting, but I think about this. Like, I'm like,
the people that be bumming if you did.
People that be bumming, people that I'm touching. Like, yo, I think about people, okay, like not the people that I'm legitimately touching, but like the people that my music touches and my brand touches. Like, I think about people that have tattoos on them. I think about people that
that's another thing.
Give a fuck about
people
my
have your quotes on their fucking skin forever for the rest of
bro,
their life.
I can't quit. And then also I think about my friends too, like you guys. And I'm like, holy shit, like it's so easy for someone to quit when they only have themselves.
Yeah.
I believe in myself, like, wholeheartedly. Like, I know that I'm gonna make this happen. But I also have hundreds of people.
Yeah.
Every day that
believe
keeps, in me.
My thing is it keeps growing. Your plays keep growing, but I see more and more people that post about you on a consistent basis.
Let's bring up the Social Blade. So
more names I haven't noticed. Like the girls and the guys that have been around for a while, I notice those names. But now I notice more that are, like, reoccurring names. And it's just insanity to me. Like, I bet there's bigger people that don't have this many diehard fans. They just listen to them and love them because they're fucking songs on the radio. And it's what they hear on the way to work, on the way to the gym, on the way to fucking go get their dog from the groomer. I don't even know.
Yeah.
But it's on 9 times a day. So they're like, oh, yeah, I fuck with that.
Yeah.
They fuck with it because they know the words because it's ingrained in the back of their head. These people fuck with you. because you're you.
Yeah.
And nobody knows who you are, and it just, I don't know. It's kind of blows my mind.
I'm going to bring up a good, no, dude, you're right. Like, I've never had, and this is like, this. I'm not trying to flex. Like, it sounds like I'm absolutely flexing.
No, I'm over here fucking but like getting the balls and the tips sucking you off right now.
No, like, I've never gotten so many DMs in my life this, like, fucking, this month. But I, just, like, about that shit. And, God, I'm trying to find this one DM this morning I got from this person. And, can I follow it up? Not that one. That was a strange one. Okay, this kid just talks about, he's like, yo, love your music, and I love the way you present yourself. Can't wait till you blow up. Best of luck. Can't wait to see your career play out. And then I was, like, pumped about that. And then another one, I can't find it. Reply to your story. I can't see it. Oh, he said, he literally said that. He said, hey, man, like, I found you on Apple Music. I love your stuff, but I really became a fan of you because of the way you carry yourself. And, like, so, like, what you're saying is, like, people, and I've always said that to you too, authenticity sells, and people are going to fall in love with you. I'd rather people be a supporter, not like a fan, a supporter of what I'm doing, because they're like, oh, Matt Corman? Yeah, like, I fuck with Matt Corman. He's a cool kid. Because there's nothing to hide here. It's like, if you fuck with me just because I made a song called Need Your Lane and you're like, that shit's fire, dope, that's cool too. But, like, I don't want you to be like my music.
Like, yeah, like, you want to be liked. That sounds bad. You want to be like you. You don't. You want people to like your brand, not just fucking your music.
I want them to be involved in the brand. Like, that's why I made the group chat. Like the whole MIH thing to make it happen.
The group chat's so
like, dude, cool. I'm not doing this podcast for fucking shits and gig or for fun. Like, sometimes it's not fun to talk here for an hour. Well, I'm literally doing it to provide fucking. Yeah. No, we're having a good time. But I do it because, bro, this is my role in life. Yeah. Like, I, you know how I get passionate. I tell you shit all the time like that. It's like, I have to do these things. Like, I can't quit because I do these things for other people. Like, this is for, like I said earlier in the podcast, this is for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't, I don't want to, dude, you think I want, like, I don't want to every time come and talk about this, even though I really do enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't want to make a song all the time, but do 100%. I have to? Do I have to go on Kids at Work and, like, post a motivational quote on the Instagram
once a week?
No, I want to, but I also have to.
Yeah.
Because someone out there silently gives a fuck. Put it this way. Let me ask you this question. How many people do you follow on Instagram that you've never hit up in your life, but you've liked pictures?
I mean, probably all the celebrities.
So you're a silent watcher, right?
I mean, yeah.
There are so many people out there, and I want people that are musicians that are listening to this, to people that are working on their fitness grind, because I see a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's doing anything for themselves out there, and you're trying to develop a platform, there are people out there that listen to what you have to say every single day, view your picture every single day, look at your content every single day, but they don't say a word to you, mm-hmm. but they need you. Yeah. They look for inspiration. Like, I guarantee there's people that you follow that you look at, you're like, oh, like, they have a funny, like, Barstool Sports, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
I love their shit.
So funny.
Right. I don't comment on every picture.
The classic people. This is so off topic. Just the classic people. You ever see the comments on the post?
Yeah.
This is good sports contact. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up. Yeah, They're a brand. They're not a fucking. They started as Barstool. That's so off topic. But that's the thing. You love their shit.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe if they stopped posting videos, Instagram would be lame as fuck.
But you'd be pissed if Barstool stopped and they're like, hey guys, we're done. Shit isn't working out for us.
Yeah.
You'd be like, what are you talking about, Barstool? Shit was working out for you.
Yeah.
Same thing with me. If you don't know me and you look at my profile, and I get all the time, holy shit, you're killing it. You're doing every single day, I get it. You're killing it. Blah, 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 blah. It's so good. You're doing amazing. Yeah. Until you, like, dive in. Like,
me,
and every day. But, like, I am doing good.
Yeah.
But, like, I could quit. Like, I've thought about quitting.
Yeah.
You know, I've thought about it all the time. But you wouldn't know that because of the brand that's portrayed out there. So, like, there are silent people who watch it that, like, need the content. That's why I do it for it. So, how to face adversity, find something else, some other reason you're doing it. If you're at work every day and shit isn't working, you're not closing these deals, you know, you're not getting promoted, you're putting in the hours and no one's noticing your effort,
mm-hmm.
don't do it. Don't go to work for yourself then. Go to work because your mom needs more money. Go to work because, you know, you need to pay your fucking rent.
Do it for a purpose.
Yeah, stop going to work. Or stop facing adversity for, like, if I was like, yeah, I want to get famous, I would have stopped making music forever ago because I'm not famous, right? But
yeah,
so you get it. So,
but at the same time, you say that, like, not all girls can be done, but
at T-Tango 17
goals can be done. I mean, they can be done for someone, dedicated to someone.
Yeah,
but, like, you know,
you can be dedicated to a cause.
You can dedicate it to a cause for sure. But, you know, just talking about facing adversity to achieve your goals, like you brought up fitness, like that can't necessarily be, oh, you can. You can be like, I'm doing this for this and this reason. But most of the time it's being done for yourself, bettering yourself. So, you know, you're doing your music for yourself, but also your followers and the people that are silent listeners. But I just think at the end of the day, whatever goal you are chasing, yeah, do it for something and do it for a purpose. Yeah. But also do it for yourself.
Do you need a beer?
Well, yeah, I was
wondering quick beer break, guys. We're gonna be right back.
Sure.
Sorry, we're just grabbing a beer real quick. Looks like we ran out. Hey, I hope you're having a good time listening to the podcast out there. Don't be a fucking dickhead. Peace.
Back, just had to go grab a quick little beer. Travis just on a good roll there. We just had a nice little pee talk. But you were saying you were talking about what the fuck were you just talking about?
No, so obviously when you go into a topic, you get a little, you know, we were fucking going on and on there. We were fine. I said I don't want to forget to bring this up. Like, so one thing you noticed, you brought up how many people do you follow that are famous, whether it be fitness people, whether it be funny people. You know, Instagram comics or whatever you want to call them. You know, the fucking Rock, the most influential person in the world.
Shout out The Rock. He's the man.
Literally would love
What would you do to The Rock?
What would I do?
You just went there.
No. I mean, huge man crush on him. Taking off the shoes, making myself comfortable. Mm-hmm. But, no, The Rock's just simply the fucking man, and I think one of the most influential people in the world.
Yep.
And I'd probably give anything to spend like a day with him just to pick his brain.
I'd suck his cock.
Maybe go. Can you like say that?
I'd suck his cock. I would fucking suck his cock.
But no matter who it is, like, yeah, some people might be spreading that message. Anyone who's ever gone on Instagram has scrolled through a video of someone, whether they're someone with 200 followers pursuing their fucking weight loss journey or someone with 50 million followers or. Who's got the most followers on Instagram? Fucking Kylie Jenner. Whoever. Or who's the one that has the makeup line?
Kylie.
Whoever it is. You got 3 followers, 100 million followers. You've seen someone on Instagram that has a following for some purpose. Do one of those videos. Chase your dreams. Mm-hmm. Don't, you know, don't let anyone, like, sway you from your dreams.
Yeah.
Don't let what anyone thinks bother you. You know, do it for yourself. All this stuff, which is great. Promoting that message out there is a fucking fantastic thing.
Yeah.
Because that's a great mindset to have.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, how many of those people actually mean that? How many of those people's marketing team just had them say that? How many people just say it to say it because it applies to so many people? But the reason I got on this was because we were talking about you personally chasing your dreams and overcoming adversity. And I think one thing for adversity, one quote that really resonated with me, brought it up in my last job interview, and the guy loved it. He said, what's one thing if you could put on a billboard with millions of people driving by and seeing it every day, what's one thing you could put on there? It could be a picture, a quote, anything. And I said, anything you want or any goal you want to accomplish is on the other side of fear. I think you might have said that to me one time. I don't really know, but wherever I heard it,
I thought we had that conversation.
We did. It was when I brought it up after I called you and told you that the job interview went real well, and I think I got the offer. And he loved it. He ate it up because he said the same thing with him because where I currently work, Sherwin-Williams, they're a massive, massive company, and they really like to promote within. But yeah. They like to get you in different segments of the market, so different areas of the country. And he brought it up about how, you know, he's in the spot he was now, which is really high up in the company. And every promotion he had to take, he had to relocate. And he's scared. You know, he's got to uplift his life, go be on his own, go here. Now, you know, he's got a wife and I think he had kids. Got to bring them there. Like, those are big steps. That's fear. Like,
yeah.
The unknown, like having to move to another part of a country to go work for a company to better yourself, chase your dreams, make that more money. And this was just an example for him. Shout out him. But he loved it because it's so true. Like, things I want to do are every day are on the other side of the what ifs.
Yeah.
And people say this all the time, and the reason I'm bringing it up is because ever since I knew you, and we're talking, you know, in general, but about you, ever since I met you, like, you've given no fucks. You've never had that fear of what people think about you. The most common fear is, like, what will happen?
Yeah.
Like, your motto is, dude, like, you know the vibes. Like, go with the flow. Like, that's your fucking motto. I try to make plans
with you. You know
the
vibes, dude.
You know the vibes. I try to make plans with you. That's your motto. You, like, don't.
Yeah.
You don't plan anything out. You just don't care what happens. That's people's most common fear. What will people think of me? If people never have that in the back of their head, like,
yeah.
If you say you never have that, you're a liar.
Hey, wait, real quick. There's a quote that says, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Fucking spot on. What? There's probably been, I could count on one hand, and my life has been great. I've had great things happen to me in life. I'm healthy. I have great friends. I have a great family. My career is going very well. Kind of and planned out? Fuck are we talking about? You know what I mean? Like, one hand.
Yeah.
Every single good thing that's happened to me, didn't have a plan for it. for the most part. It was sporadic.
I mean, every single thing that's probably happened to anyone, like, yeah, a lot of people chase those dreams and accomplish it, but a lot of things happen to people randomly, like good things. And it's just the reason I bring it up is because going back to college when I first met you freshman year, like, you used to do ridiculous things.
Not that ridiculous.
you know, we'd be in the caf and you'd fucking throw away your food and you'd go, I'm all set. And you'd fucking yell it across the cafeteria and everyone would stop. As you were throwing it in the trash, you go, I'm all set. I think I'm done for the day. And, like, you don't even know why you did it.
I'm all done now. I'm not hungry anymore.
Oh, you'd be like, you know, you'd walk through and you'd go, Coleman's here! And, like, for no reason. And everyone that's walking with you, like, we don't think it's funny, but,
yeah,
you know, myself, other people were like, dude, stop, like, getting that second hand of that, because everyone's looking. Me, personally, one thing I always had to accomplish in school was presentations, and I never fucking wanted to do that.
Fuck presentations.
Because of how anxious I was. You say that, but you would give me the advice. You're like, dude, who fucking cares?
Well, it's true, dude.
These people are staring at you, and they're looking at you, and you're like, who gives a shit? And it's easy to say, but, like, right now, like, I mean, I had to give a presentation at, not a presentation, but do, like, a little group project presentation thing and talk at the work training that I was at down in Pennsylvania, and, like, still got nervous about
it.
I'll never see those people again.
No, you'll never see them again, dude.
Hold on. My ultimate point of this is that one reason I think you will accomplish whatever you want to do is because, one, you won't give up, because we've seen and we just talked about how you won't give up. But, two, you don't give a fuck about what a single person thinks about you. We go out and we take videos of you doing some of the weirdest stuff.
Well, come on now.
No, not all right, not weirdest stuff, but, like, some of the most odd dance moves.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, so, for sure.
You'll say and do things, like, not bad things, but you'll just say funny things to people.
Yeah.
Like, with no fear, no thought in your mind that, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this because there'll be a bad outcome. Perfect example is on the plane. First time I was ever on a plane with you, down to Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
Down to see the sister. Shout out to Andrea.
Sure. Shout out to her.
Excuse me, guys.
Ah, there it is.
Pardon me. And I've never flown with you, and you turn to me and you go, do you think this plane's gonna crash? Like, what the fuck is it? And we haven't taken off yet. We're, you know how the plane, like, backs out for half an hour.
Sure.
And we're getting ready to take off. There's no going back.
And then you hear the noise.
There's no going back now. Yeah, oh, yeah. Someone was working on the plane, so everyone started chattering. They were like, we're going to be delayed. We're having some technical difficulties.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you hear, like, a drill. They're like,
And I'm like, whoops, there goes the wheels.
Yeah, everyone. So you start, and you go, you start going, oh, no, get me off. Get me off. I want to get off. And people start looking at you because you could tell by the chatter. People are already anxious. Like, what the fuck's going on with the plane?
Yeah, yeah.
And we start finally, all right, we're ready for our departure. And we start going towards the runway.
Yeah.
And, oh, no, I don't want to go. Get me off.
Well, do you remember the roller coaster I used to do that on?
The roller coaster, but you basically did this on the plane, and you're like, and the girls in front of you were like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And, like, they were pissed at you, like, they were scared. Yep. And, like, you just kept, you don't care. And you weren't doing it to be funny. You were just doing it because you thought it was something, like, not, I mean, yeah, you thought it was something that was funny, but you weren't getting it for laughs from anyone. You were just doing it because you wanted to do it.
Dude, yeah.
And it was for your enjoyment, which is the same thing with music. And, like, I have a million stories. You did that with the roller coaster. You're like, no, we're going to die.
Yeah.
Same thing. You were literally saying, it's going to crash on the plane.
And for background, I'd go on the roller coaster, and then, like, we would take off, and like, we'd be going up, like, the, you know, like the little incline at the roller coaster, and then I would scream, fuck, get me off, oh no, fuck. And then, like, as we're going through the loop-de-loops, I'm screaming, stop the ride. Yeah. And it's funny, because then it gets people, you know why I do it too? Because when you're on a roller coaster, you get hit with, like, the G-forces, and, like, your body already feels, like, tingly and weird.
Yeah.
And then if you hear a kid screaming, you're stop like the laughing, ride,
yeah.
They're, and, you know, it makes them have a good time, too.
Because they're like, and this fucking
dude,
kid?
And now for years on, they're going to be like, hey, remember back in fucking 2013, there was a kid screaming for bloody murder on the roller coaster?
So that's your MO. You didn't do it for laughs. You literally, you're constant.
For the vibes,
energy,
bro.
Energy of spreading your thing. You know the vibes. Yeah. You are constantly spreading good vibes.
Thank you.
And, like, that thing on the plane, that's just one of my favorite stories about you. And, you know, you're screaming whatever you were screaming. It's going to crash. Get me off. I don't want to be on this. I want to go home. Mom,
get my mom now.
And you could tell people were getting anxiety and, like, starting to talk about the plane and, like, what was being worked on. And we finally are on the runway and we're fucking taking off, booming down the runway, and you're screaming that stuff. Yeah. And then we get up in the air, dude. And you literally, we start, the nose goes up in the air. Everyone who's been on a plane knows this feeling. And you go, woo! Let's go! You start clapping. You're like, shout out to the captain. Let's fucking go. Like, dude, there's women, children, kids on the plane. And everyone's just staring at you. And I'm over here. And this is a long, drawn-out story.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm over here cringing, dude, putting my fucking legs between my knees because I'm like, what the fuck is this kid doing right now?
Yeah.
And you're just all smiles. You don't give a shit who's looking at you. I think it's lit. And it was just evident that from there on then, that was one of the, I was like freshman year or whatever.
Yeah.
You just don't care. And that's one thing that I know is going to help you succeed your goals. And I know anyone that has any platform will go on and say, you know, follow your dreams. It doesn't matter what people think. But not everyone does that. You are the walking, spitting image of just fucking going with the vibes and doing what you want to do, and nothing is going to fucking stop you. And that is the key. I've said to people all the time, I've met people, they're like, oh, your buddy Matt, like, he's a rapper. Like, nice. Like, what else does he do? Yeah, like, you know, what else does he do?
For sure.
Oh, he does that on the side of work. Like, oh, you know, that'd be cool if he makes it. Like,
Oh, he gets money
from Spotify? That's crazy. Like, no one knows, like, that you're fucking, like, on your way there, you're on your way up. Sure. And ever since I met you, and even like my sister, like people I've met that have listened to your shit, like my buddy Cam back home, Chad, like shout out to them, but like
shout out,
they've listened to your songs, like they follow you on Instagram, like they actually fuck with your shit. Like I remember Cam unprovoked, like I hadn't talked to him in a bit, I think we were at school, and he fucking texted me and was like, dude, like Matt, it was someone, one of my friends back home was like, Matt really sounds like Drake, and I know that's something you've heard. But it was, or Zader, Drew Zader.
I hadn't talked, good kid.
We, you know, when I don't want to say grew apart, but he lives in Dallas now.
Yeah.
And like when he was at school, he fucking randomly texted me, and I showed you it because it was unprovoked. Like I wasn't like, hey, listen to this song. Yeah. He randomly listened to it and loved it.
Yeah.
And like, and I just, I don't know. I'm getting a little like on a tangent here, but that shows me I've always had the faith, and I think you have the tools to go with the drive that are gonna make you famous. And just seeing from where you were getting a fucking 1,000 plays a year to now getting 200 something thousand in the past week.
A year, bro, that's not even, that's a lot.
200,000 in the past week. That's fucking insanity. Yeah. So it's just, I look back, I'm not even doing it, you're doing it, but I look back at like the naysayers or anyone's that's like, yeah, that's
cool. I still got him, bro.
Good for him. I still got him for sure. But like,
it's even more now.
Proof is in the pudding, dude. Like as corny of a saying as that is, like your numbers speak for them fucking selves. And like, whenever you get discouraged, just know, like, you have your support here, and I don't even know where.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. I appreciate that. Did that feel good, though? Because that was just a massive tire pump.
No, that was good. No, my pumps are, I'm flying around now.
No, yeah.
No, I mean, dude.
Should we talk about something different besides, like, how much, like, I'm into you? Like,
No. It's cool. No, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that what you said there is good. I just want to kind of add the fact that, like, I really want, like you were talking about, like how like I don't give a fuck about anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just want everyone to have a good time, and I think it stems back to like racing dirt bikes,
mm-hmm.
and seeing how precious life is, like seeing that firsthand.
Yeah,
that really changed my life, to be honest. Like I like Ooh. When I had that crash, I was like, dude, like this is like life's so precious, and like a lot of people say, holy shit, like you could die any day. Like bro, I live by it. Like I legit. I think I said it today.
Yeah.
When we went to the lawn.
No, you did. You're like, I don't know what I'm doing later. You're like, dude, my dog could die later and I'd have to go home. Like, who fucking knows? Just go one step at a time.
That's
like,
what I said, yeah.
Bro, that it resonates with you. Like, when you hear people say that, but like when you live with someone
have to live
and
like
you're around someone like that, you're like, holy shit, like that's such a good mindset. And about the vibes, like you just wanting everyone to have a good time, like that speaks to another thing like you were talking about. Like, and I put it up on the board and like for ideas, like what it's like to be the fucking man. Like, I just put that to be funny because I couldn't think of anything else. And like, you always walk around, you're like, dude, kind of a fucking man. I'm like, just joking.
Fucking man, dude.
But like, it's not a popularity thing. That word is so fucking ridiculous. But
yeah.
It's just evidence that you love to spread good vibes because life is energy and people run off energy. Like, you can feel positive energy. People, one of the things you said to me a while back was like, people respond well to positive energy. If you spread positive energy, they want to be with that positive
absolutely,
energy.
Absolutely, 100%
like,
believe that.
Not cocky at all. And you said it last night. You're like, dude, like, not to be cocky, but like, I want to sit in tonight and I want to, you know, have like a couple beers and work on some music, like work on bettering your brand. And you're like, it's annoying. which is a funny problem to have. Because people are like, fuck, it's Friday. What am I going to do? And they start texting through their phone. And you're over here like, it's annoying because you get hit up by everyone.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But, like, it just, that just speaks to who you are. Like, you are just the vibe spreader. And another fucking cocksuck over here, but my fucking my mouth's getting dry. Gonna come up for it.
Was it good for you?
Come up for some blood, dude. Holy shit! But you speak. I just love to be able to touch on like what you say from an outside point of view, because I don't know if you get to see it. Because everyone will hit you up, not because like you're the man you're fucking who they want. It's like, I think it's an energy thing. Like, everyone's like, yo, when we go out, like, Corman's a good fucking time. He's hilarious.
Appreciate that.
The night's gonna be fun. Like, that's why you get those text messages.
Yeah, that's dope.
So that's just another thing that adds to your persona, is like, you don't even try to be like that. You don't want, you didn't want to go out last night. You weren't hitting people up, but everyone's hitting you up. And like, it just goes to show like who you are for those of you who are listening. Sorry, my vocabulary, English is apparently.
Well, actually, you actually have good vocabulary, by the way. Thank you. You do have good words, right?
I appreciate that. I like
you. You studied in school. But no, thank you. I appreciate that. But I think that, and you are right. And to be honest, like, I think, like, I always tell you, like, oh, it's my role. Like, things are my role. Like, throwing up again. I think that, like, you learn who you are and your role in your friend group and in life. Like, you know your role on the ice.
Yeah.
Like, my role on the ice, like, I'm not scoring goals. I was a defensive defenseman. My, like, you know, there's defensive defensemen. Your goal is to, like, you know, there's people who are goal scorers. Just score.
Yeah.
That's it. You're not there to play D. You're not there to play goalie.
Yeah.
Like, my role, I think that I've learned, like, I'm still, like, trying to learn my role. I think it's, like, a process of life. It's, like, I need to be that spark. I need to be it. Yeah. Like, you know, you need to.
Every friend group has that.
Yeah, you got to be, that guy. So, like, I'm lucky to be that guy, but, like, as I said, yeah, of course, like, I don't know. Like, it's, like,
everyone has their role. Like,
yeah,
I'm the team punching bag. Everyone's going to feel better. Everyone's going to feel better about themselves. Here I am.
There you go. You're not the punching, but you're also
I set the precedent for what you don't
want to be. What you don't want to be like.
And then the boys feel good about themselves. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It cracks me up.
But.
No, yeah, for sure. Hey, yeah, but if you're out there, guys, you know, try to I'll bring it back into this. I'm also psychotic though. I'm sure you can attest that, like, I'm pretty crazy, and not like I'm like crazy, like, I want to kill somebody, but like, I'm crazy as in, like, you're right. Like, I don't care about anything. Like, before off air,
you tend to talk to yourself a lot.
I talk to myself, like, off air. You were saying, like, I don't have emotions. Like, if you
don't, I don't think you do.
Like, if I weren't, you said, like, would you say, like, if I weren't your friend or something, you would just be like, okay. Oh, if you said that, hey, I'm not your friend anymore.
But not just me, anyone. Like, I think anyone. Like, I think you're so content with life and doing your own thing, and this isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
But it's just funny, like, I don't see you have, like, that. You're definitely not an emotional person at all, I don't think.
Dude, I actually am. But you know what's crazy? It's like,
but some people wear it on their sleeves and others don't, so.
Exactly. And yeah. I think that what we talked about yesterday when I picked you up from the airport, run out of breath, is that I tend to be the person that people, what's that?
Yeah, I said you never get this much cardio in.
Yeah. 30-day challenge, doing all right. Make sure you guys get in the gym. I'm usually the person that people come to with problems.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, to be honest with you, no one's ever, like, asking me if, like, I'm okay, which I'm usually okay. But, like, there's really been, like, I could probably count on one hand anyone's been like, oh, like, Matt, like, are you okay? Like, are you doing good? But, like, not that I'm going out there asking people, but, like, I think it's because, maybe it's because I portray that I am, like, content, like, I'm on my goal, which I am.
So that's what I was going to say is, maybe that's because nobody thinks you're ever doing fucking
yeah,
badly.
Yeah, which is fine, but, like, I am emotional, but, like, that's why I have music is now. Like, if you listen to some of my songs, they're fucking, like, personal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, which is good.
So, like, yeah, that's what it is. But, hey, guys, we just reached an hour mark. I want to keep these at just an hour. This has been fucking dope.
Should we end it with, like, some funny talk? I don't know.
Yeah, that was pretty, dude, that was a good talk, though.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm gonna end it right here by saying just a couple quick things. While you guys at work out there, we're gonna run through some daily facts real quick just to lighten the mood a little bit. I know we just had a little talk. What are we even gonna call this podcast?
No idea.
Just Matt Corman by Travis Tanguay.
Sure.
Yeah. So I mean,
the ghost is here to talk.
The ghost. Yeah, that was a good one though. We fucking crushed that, guys. License plates in the Northwest Territories are shaped like polar bears.
What does it mean, Northwest Territories? Like Canada?
I think it's been Canada. Yeah, here. Next one, do you?
Sweden is so good at recycling that it has run out of rubbish and imports 80,000 tons a year from Norway. That sounds like a ridiculous thing to do. Like,
why are you even importing rubbish?
You're so good at recycling that you're going to take more? I mean, I guess that's a nice thing to do.
That's kind of weird.
Clean up our oceans.
In 1992, a man looking for his hammer with a metal detector found one of the largest hoards of Roman gold and silver ever found in Britain. Interesting. Right,
well, can, like, he hit me up?
Yeah,
like,
can he hit me up for a quick bag?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Jeff Daniels only got paid $50,000 for his role in Dumb and Dumber, while Jim Carrey got paid $7 million. That sounds fucking ridiculous.
Crazy. Could you imagine?
Because I think Jeff Daniels was just as good.
Shout out to record labels trying to do the fucking same thing to me. In 1881, a woman got away with murdering a man who broke off their engagement by using the hysteria defense. Doctor told the jury that any virtuous woman, when deprived of her virtuous, would go mad undoubtedly. The jury acquitted her in 20 minutes.
Whoop. So, once again, never makes me want to get married, ever.
Well, love doesn't exist.
When identical twins procreate with another set of identical twins, their offspring are both genetic siblings and social cousins. That was just a weird one. I don't really know.
That's insane. Yo, wow, this is a cool one. Fingers prune underwater not because of them absorbing the water or wash away the oil, but because of an evolutionary trait caused by the brain to enhance the grip of your fingers underwater.
That's insane. We can probably end it on that one. That was a good one.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in to Kids at Work today. I hope you have a great day at work. That was a nice one with Travis. I think that you guys learned a lot more about who I am personally. And I think that's great to have Travis on here because for those who don't know, he is my best friend. He's like my brother. So it's always good to have people who are close to me on this thing. If you're out there today, make sure you're the person in the room that's making others feel good about themselves. Make sure you're radiating that positive energy. If you're going through a bad time right now, just remember there's light at the end of the tunnel. Keep your head up. Focus on the things that make you feel good. And put it all on the line today. Go get after it and go fuck up the world. Thanks for tuning in, Kids at Work. Have a good day.